Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
Yeah, welcome to the NFL Pick'em Show, kids. As always, we're brought to you by MyBookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros will double that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. Get off the couch and get into the action today with MyBookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros doubling that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. I may have lost the one game I bet on in college football. However, D'Anthony, I won every single NFL game last weekend. That is my second perfect weekend of the entire season this year. And what are we in week 12?
13. 13? Well, this is 13.
Yeah,
through 12 weeks.
Pretty incredible here. So, look, at the top, Bob, I sent Bob the bet slips. If you're not subscribed to Drinking Bros Sports on Facebook, it is free. Just go over there. Just don't be an asshole. I think we've only had to ban like one or two people on that goddamn thing. That's the only rule we have, is just don't be a fucking asshole and you're good to go. But also, the reason to go there is all of my bet slips are posted live right before all the games start. So either you can bet with us or against us, or you can tell me I'm a fucking idiot or a genius. And you're fine with that, but at least you get to see what we're actually betting on. Here are last week's bets, and somebody asked me to go through the teasers one more time, so I will, because I've been betting in a lot of these. Pop up the first one, Bob, that I won. Okay, so my bookie does this from time to time, which is fucking rad about their site. They offered a 13-point NFL teaser. Now, to me, it seemed like a lot of points, but I took it. I won all of these games and really didn't have to sweat any of them. Maybe the Tennessee game. I guess if Cincy would have scored that meaningless touchdown at the end, I might have pushed on that. But I don't know a lot of sites that offer a 13-point fucking teaser, Dan. I mean, it's pretty incredible. Mm-hmm. Go to the next one there, Bob. slide it on over. Perfect 10-point teaser. So when you click your bet slips and you check out to parlay these things, you can parlay them at the point spreads that we read off on here, or they'll offer these 6, 6.5, 7, sometimes 10, sometimes 13. You don't really know until you check out. When I was checking out, they offered 10. Well, I was like, well, fuck this. I'm going to take that. Drove up Green Bay all the way up to 16.5. It was at 6.5. That's what the difference was in me winning, because they ended up losing this game by a touchdown. And that's why we do the teasers all the time. Delco talks about this a lot, where the NFL is so fucking good, a lot of these games come down to one score. Now, one thing here on this particular card that I'm surprised that they allow you to do is drive down the overs 10 points, which they did. Felt like stealing money, and sure enough, I did. Go to the next one, Bob. What do we got there? The 7-point teasers. So these are something that D'Anthony and I talk about all the time on this show. Well, I'll take one team and then the over under, and I will tease that 7 points either way to benefit myself. Now, Arizona got back Kyler Murray at home. They were at -2.5 in this game, plus 2.5. I drove it up to 9.5, and then I drove the under down 7 points, and that all hits. And then go to the next one there. I mean, I got nasty this weekend. There was a 5-game teaser there that hit for $1,050. What was the next one there? Was it another one? I feel like there was another 5-game teaser. That was another 10-point teaser. Look at that, dude. I don't know why my bookie's offering this shit, but if they offer it, take advantage of it. It's great. You can drive it through the roof, and it really helps your odds. You can click out of that, Bob. I appreciate it, but I was perfect on it. And the reason being is, two of the, in my opinion, the greatest teams in the NFL are obviously the Eagles and the Bills. Well, the Bills last week played the Lions on Thanksgiving. It was a big boy spread that I hated. And a lot of people say, don't cross the zero, don't do this, blah, blah, blah. If you don't like the other team, like the Lions, I could have seen this, like we talked about last week, being a 28-point blowout by the Bills or a very close game by the Lions, because the coach has gotten these guys into believing into it. Now, this was a fucking 10-point spread on this. That was a 9.5, I'm sorry, that we drove down to 2.5, and then they kicked a last-minute field goal. Boom, Bills win and covered on a 7-point teaser. That's why we do this shit. And this week, it'll be, you know, much the same when you're able to drive down these point spreads, because even though you are the greatest team, it's the NFL where anything can happen. There's a lot of one-score games. The next game up on Thanksgiving, Giants-Cowboys, 28-20. That's a one-score game at the end of the day. It was shocking because the Cowboys were blowing them out most of the game. And there was a garbage touchdown, but it matters. It blew this fucking spread. Same with the Patriots versus the Vikings in this one. This one came down to another fucking last-minute touchdown by the Vikings to cover this goddamn thing, or else the Vikings wouldn't have covered again in this if we didn't take a teaser in some of this shit. Some of the other games last week that we got right here, which we always do every single week on this show, Browns, Buccaneers. We didn't like the Bucs going up into the cold weather and playing the Browns up there. Browns that I'm winning this game in overtime. I didn't get a chance to watch it because that was one of those fun things with the NFL and their network affiliates where you get 15 extra minutes, and if it goes over that, they just shut the fucking game off, dude.
It's weird.
Weird. Yeah. I just want to get this whoever's going to get this streaming deal from DirecTV, I just want to get that, order it, and be able to watch all the goddamn games again. I'm done with all this bullshit. Goodell said he's going to do it next year. Have you heard anything of who might get it? Because right now I've been watching it on Amazon Prime. It's been pretty fucking easy, and the quality's been really good so far.
I don't know anybody that's going to be able to compete financially with Amazon.
Apple. Apple's the other one, or Disney Plus.
Maybe.
So Disney already owns ESPN and ABC. That would make sense for them to do it. Mm-hmm. So those are the three that are in contention right now, and those are the only three financially that can afford it. I don't want to watch Apple. I know you guys have bitched about it, about baseball.
The StatCast stuff is cool, but the fucking broadcast and the people that they have on the broadcast are not cool. Mm. So, I mean, look, that's an easy fix. You just bring over better broadcasters. That's the easiest. If that's your only problem, then you should fucking solve that problem immediately.
So is that all Apple's missing then, in your opinion?
Yeah, okay. I think so.
Because people bitch about it a lot, and I never watch baseball over there. I don't use Apple TV all that much. Most of my shit is Roku. Roku's easy and childlike, so obviously I'm going to use it. Next up was Bengals versus Titans. Said this was going to be a close game. It sure was. Joe Burrow, dude, does not give a fuck, dude. At all. His press conference afterwards, you see this guy? He said, I'm exactly who I told you I was.
Mm. Yeah, he's a fucking winner, man.
He's awesome.
Yeah.
And he's doing this without Jamar Chase. They're now 7-4, and they're moving right along. Remember when they were 0-2 and they were like, Fuck off, Joe? And he was like, cool, man. Let's just play out a full season. Let's not overreact. Let's play out a full season.
Yeah.
And he's doing this without arguably one of the greatest receivers in the game right now.
Well, I think Chase will be back after this week.
Is he?
I think so.
Yeah. I hope so. Watching those two guys hook up is fucking fun. Also, the running back has been out, Joe Mixon. Fantasy owners out there, wrong time for that to happen. But this Pirine dude is stepped in, and he keeps scoring fucking points for these guys. That's been a big pickup in fantasy if you've been able to snag him off the waiver wire. Mixon, I think, is just a simple like concussion, so he might be out of it. We'll see what happens. Speaking of concussions, Dolphins last week ended up covering a massive spread there, and they won again. He had another great day, 300 yards and a touchdown, and that was a blowout. It was 30-0 at halftime. My only question to you is why they keep leaving this guy in for longer than he needs to be.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's the NFL, right? But
it is, but you're playing the Texans at home. Like, dude, pull this fucking guy. Watching him with those receivers is fun. I hold my breath because he's going to fucking die one of these plays. Next up, Bears, Jets. Jets ended up fucking crushing with Mike White as quarterback. Looks like he'll stay in there for another week, I'm told. And I believe Justin Fields sat out this game. He's got a separated shoulder. If I'm the Bears at this point, I sit him out for the rest of the year and kind of move on with my life at that point.
You're 3-9. There's no coming back. So what's the point?
No.
You wouldn't put him back into a game where you were down 50.
Right.
So what's the fucking point?
He's also proven that he looks like he is the franchise quarterback they hoped he'd be. So why don't you get him an offensive line, get him some receivers and shit like that, and let's sit him out for the rest of the year. He's also a running quarterback. Why risk that as well? Like, just sit this guy out. Take a fucking huge draft pick and call it a day, dude. You're good, Bears. Same with the Falcons. Keep losing. Keep losing. Falcons blew another game, and Twitter seemed shocked afterwards. It was like, do you not know the Falcons? It's what they do every single week is find a way to lose. Same with this fucking game.
Yeah, and you know, the Redskins are actually pretty good.
They are.
On defense. Their offense is kind of starting to come around, but their defense is really good.
They are. They still need one more weapon on offense, I think. Robinson at running back has been really fucking good for those guys, even after he got shot up like that.
Yep.
I think he had 100 yards last week.
He might be better.
Yeah, 105.
Yeah, he might be better now that he's been shot.
I know.
It's hard to say.
Is that the thing for running backs? Do we have to shoot him up, dude, and then come back?
We should at least look into it.
Yeah. We'll do a study. We'll do a study. Next up was Broncos at Panthers. Boy, talk about adding insult to injury. Sam Durr was the quarterback of the Panthers. They beat the Christ out of the Broncos there, 23-10. Broncos are now 3-8. Russ Wilson has a birthday party on the Broncos' off day, and only half the team showed up. What does that say about their belief in their $250 million quarterback that only half his teammates showed up to the birthday party?
I mean, you know, to be fair, they don't really have any receivers.
Who? They got Jerry Jeudy?
He's not. When's the last time he played? Because he didn't play this week.
Let me pull up that box score there. Who do we got for? Oh, they got Cortland Sutton, too.
Cortland Sutton is a good two or three receiver. He's not a
He's good. Jerry Judy's good. I'm not going to bitch about those two.
Jerry Judy's a good number two guy as well. But they don't have a premium receiver there. But that doesn't, like his, he's averaging, or at least for this game, he averaged 4.1 yards per attempt. I mean, that's like, that's half of what a okay game would be for another quarterback. Like you want it to be somewhere 8.5 to 11. You know what I mean?
He was 19 of 35 for 142 yards. His QBR rating was 29.1 in this game. I mean, what a fucking loser. I've never been a fan of Russell Wilson, so I love it. I love all of it.
Man.
And he can't post. He can't post now on social media because there's nothing to celebrate. What are you going to do? Post about your sweet life at 3-8?
They've lost, rather, 4 out of their last 5. And in that time, he's been sacked 19 times in 5 games. Holy shit.
I think they just don't like him. And they're just like, Olay, let him go.
I mean, let you know, go. if you're the organization and you've got him on, another 5 years after this?
Mm-hmm.
Or 4 years, maybe? 5 years after this. You can't cut him, but if he's catastrophically injured, then you can file the insurance money. It's not a cap hit if he's on the IR anymore.
No.
Maybe you just tell your offensive lineman, like, hey, you know, do a good job. Not too good.
Yeah.
Have you heard of David Carr?
Exactly.
Do that again so we can get out of this fucking horrible, horrible decision we've just made.
Who's the owner there for the Broncos?
I don't know who their owner is.
Did they sell that? They sold that team, right? So it's somebody else. Maybe wait till it's a foggy day in LA and get him a helicopter flight. Because I don't know how you get out of this deal. I looked at the cap hit numbers. If they were to cut him,
oh, it's impossible.
$108 million of dead cap next year.
Mm-hmm.
And then from the year after, it goes down to like 60. You have to wait until after 3 more years just to get that number under $50 fucking million dollars of dead caps hits. So they're fucked, man.
Yeah.
I mean, they're absolutely fucked. Ravens Jaguars. So this was a great game that was on television for some reason here locally. And I watched it, and I really fucking enjoyed this game. Now, we bet the Jaguars on this game with the points, and they ended up actually winning the game, going for 2 at the end, and it was fun. My question is, what do you do with Lamar Jackson now? I mean, they're 7-4, and they don't look great. Week to week, it's always a really close game for the Ravens. Either they win really close or lose really close, but they never blow anybody out. I know they don't have any superstar receivers or anything, but like, what does he do there? What do they do with this guy?
I think that they're probably gearing up for a rebuild. Because
the Ravens?
Yeah, because if he was going to sign there, he would have signed before the season.
Well, he's his own agent. You know that, right? And he also said, I'm not going to do any contract negotiations through the season.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to better myself like Aaron Judge did. I don't really know if that's paying off. It's hard to say because he doesn't have anybody to throw to. He was also the leading rusher again in this game for these guys.
I don't think there anybody out there doubts the kid's talent. It's not going to be hard for him to get a good contract.
I don't think so either, but if you're the Ravens, the rumor is they're going to franchise him because to trade Lamar Jackson, how many picks would you have to give up for that guy?
I don't know, but I could see him going to somewhere like San Francisco.
So could I, but you'd have to give up the house for something like that.
Mm. I mean,
or Jimmy G.
He's a free agent.
Yeah.
Well, they can franchise him. So, yeah, I wonder how that works.
If they franchise him, he will sit out. I promise you that.
I would.
And I would too. There's that franchise tag is a bunch of fucking communist bullshit.
It is.
That should not exist in sports.
But do you know what to pay him, they said?
What?
Do you know what would pay him if they franchise him next year?
$45 million.
$49 million. That's tough to sit out, man, because the number has gotten so high now with fucking Rodgers and dickhead Wilson and all these guys that, man, dude, 49 is what they would have to pay him if they franchised him. It'd be tough to sit out for $50 million, for sure.
Yeah, I mean, it'd be tough, but not impossible.
Not impossible, but man, that's the Chappelle deal, for Christ's sakes. Next up is Chargers Cardinals. This is a fun game to watch. Another team that went for two at the end here. 6-5 for the Chargers now. Not bad. Not bad. Herbert's been hurt too. He had, broken ribs earlier on?
Yeah.
So that's not bad. Raiders, that was the cry game again for Carr. So actually they said every time that Derek Carr cries, they're 2-0. So does he just start crying every game?
I mean, he cried after their last loss too.
Yeah, but it was after the loss. Mm. So going into the next week, he won that game after he cried. And then he cried at the end of this game on the field, went down to both knees. So does he start bawling every single game?
I feel like if you're in the NFL and you win a game and you're so emotional about it, you start crying, and it's a regular season, it's your fucking 11th game of the season, and you're not in playoff contention, maybe time to hang it up, bro.
I say let him cry, dude. Cry tough. Cry tough, Carr. Cry tough. Rams versus Chiefs. This is exactly what we thought it was going to be. Rams have given up on the season. They're 3-8 now. Stafford didn't play. All the running backs are out. They ended up cutting Henderson Jr. last week. I don't know where he's going to go, but they've thrown in the towel. And Sam, who is it? Aaron Donald over there.
Yeah, he's all banged up now, too. He might be out for the rest of the year, to be honest. No. I mean, what's the point of bringing him back?
None.
At 3-8 in the NFC, like you're not close. So,
and the difference with him and a Russell Wilson, if you're out there asking yourself, like, hey, dude, what's the fucking difference? The difference was Stafford got him a Super Bowl. So you do what you can to win a fucking Super Bowl.
Yeah.
That's a great move.
Yeah.
The Super Bowl was in LA.
And it was a great team. Everybody liked each other. That was like whatever happens moving forward in LA, it's worth it.
That was worth the move for sure. I would do, if you could guarantee me a Super Bowl in the Falcons, I don't give a fuck how much you had to mortgage for the future. Like, let's go. Do it now.
Especially if, like, the Rams actually have fans. It's not like the Florida Marlins when they bought teams and then won a World Series and then sold them. People are like, all right, cool, man. I don't care about that shit.
Yeah.
Nobody still has a Carl Pavano jersey. You know what I mean?
Right.
But for the Rams, people still fucking care about this shit.
People go.
Yeah.
They don't go to the Chargers games, I'll tell you that.
No, but and it's on speaking of that team last year, Von Miller, it looks like he might be out for the year now, too. For the Buffalo, that's a big hit for them. Like he was. We talked about it on the recap, but what Philly's done to shore up their internal defensive line, their tackles and linebackers and shit, to stop the run game. There's not a whole lot of teams that could do both. The Bills, that's been their Achilles heel for all these years. Is they can the pass rush is so good, but the fucking run stop is not. So we'll see how they perform moving forward. It's like it's the Eagles. Maybe the Redskins when fucking Chase Young comes back, and the 49ers, and that's pretty much it.
Well, they said Miller might come back for the playoffs, so we'll see. I think he's getting a second opinion or something. We'll find out. Next up, speaking of the 49ers, shut out the Saints. They look great. They're playing to the strengths now, and that's the one that Delco should be worried about there in the NFC. I don't think it's the Cowboys. I definitely think it's the 49ers in this style of play. Fuck, dude. You can keep that powerful offense off the field there. And I still got these guys going to the Super Bowl.
What about the Commanders?
I don't have them.
Just
not enough offense. They played. I look at that Commanders game the same way I looked at Michigan. It was just the perfect Michigan Ohio State. It was the perfect game. Like they played the perfect game and. There's nothing you can really do, man.
Yeah, but I don't know about that. I mean, forget about the last 2 weeks. The Falcons and Texans are not good teams, but the Eagles, they stayed pretty close with, but the stayed pretty close. They beat the fucking Eagles. But I think that part was a fluke. But how they played the Vikings the week prior to that, 20-17, I was at that game. Or we were at that
game.
We
were at it, yeah.
That game,
they blew that game.
They forced Minnesota to play their game, and it's very effective. If you can make the other team play your game, neutralize whatever their fucking standout is on offense, especially if you can neutralize that and make them play your game, they can beat any team in the NFL.
And they should have had it on the drive before that eventually led to that game-winning field goal at the end. But
coulda, shoulda, woulda, right? I mean, they beat the Packers with the exact same strategy, and the Packers actually played a relatively decent game that time. But it's a big if, and I don't think – like you want to be able to do something like that, which Philly can also do that. San Francisco can do that, but Philly has weapons on offense, and San Francisco's got weapons on offense. Even though the quarterback situation isn't exactly what you would want it to be, they still have weapons. I guess the Commanders have some weapons. I mean, Robinson and Gibson in the backfield.
Scary Terry's pretty good.
Scary Terry's good. Curtis Samuel as a dual threat really good. But, you know,
Robinson's a decent running back. I mean,
he's a top five running back in the league now, probably. But
it's good. It's just not as good as like Devonta Smith and A.J. Brown for the Eagles.
Yeah. If regardless of who they might be playing, if I looked on the stat sheet and saw that the Redskins had 30 or more points, that would be a surprise to me no matter what.
Yeah.
Just because it's not the kind of team they are. But you don't have to score 30 points to win games.
No.
As a matter of fact, if you score 19 in most games, you win.
If you can control the clock, the same way they did against the Eagles. You win the game, you just have to play a perfect game going against a high-powered offense, where the 49ers can just run the goddamn ball and throw 2-3-yard outs every single goddamn time and nickel and dime you down the field. Speaking of the Eagles, they played the Packers. Aaron Rodgers got hurt in this one. Jordan Love came in and played in relief and looked pretty goddamn decent for the first time.
Yeah.
He ended up covering for me, so shout out to him. Because I had this game both ways, the over under and tease the points down. Yeah.
I'm not sure we see Rodgers again this year.
He was on McAfee yesterday.
Yeah, he said he was going to come back if he was able to, but I don't know that I don't know that it benefits the team to do that.
I don't either. I'd shut him down.
Yeah.
But would he allow that, I guess?
Well, he's not the fucking coach, is he?
I think he is. I think he is the coach of the team. I think so. I think he's the coach. Maybe.
He's definitely not the GM.
He's not the GM, but he's the coach.
Because he hasn't fucking got any of the draft picks he's wanted. But
I find it odd that he gave his injury status report, not to the media, but to Pat McAfee on a podcast.
Well, he said it Monday, too.
Oh, he did?
At a press conference,
Okay.
But, you know, I mean, that's kind of how he rolls. He's anti-establishment, so he's got to do shit like that. But I think... these are very similar circumstances to how the transition between him and Favre happened as well. Favre got hurt at the end of a season. I think it was actually week 11 in that season. And then Aaron Rodgers took over to quote-unquote fill in for the rest of the year. And all of a sudden, Brett Favre's at the Jets.
Right.
Yeah. Wouldn't be shocked if that happened, to be honest. If you're the Packers and you're looking back on this season and – his inability to get the job done, you can blame it on the receivers not running crisp routes. You can blame it on them for not for dropping a bunch of balls, which they have. You can blame it on the offensive line his offensive line is always hurt. But ultimately, he's the quarterback, right?
Yeah. You can blame it on the rain.
Yeah.
Jordan Love came in relief here and was 6 of 9 for 113 yards and a tutty in that. Granted, it kind of was garbage time. The Eagles were up by a pretty substantial amount, but he looked good. We'll see what happens this week. And then last but not least was the Monday night game. Watch it. What happened at the end? People were talking about Jeff Saturday said he should have called a timeout.
Yeah, so hold on. Let me look at the fucking...
I didn't bet it, so I didn't watch it.
I'm going to look at the play-by-play real quick. God fucking damn it. Pop-up ads. So on the last possession...
they went for fucking two?
No, Indy's got the ball. It's third and three, I believe. No, wait. It was second and 17. They're at the Pittsburgh 40, so they're getting close, right? Ryan gets pressured, scrambles up the middle for 14 yards, which is, you don't expect that from Matt Ryan, especially against a good, like a defense like Pittsburgh. They get down to the 26. For some reason... They do their no huddle offense, but it takes them a minute to get going. That's so when they ran the first play, it ended at 59 seconds left. By the time they ran that second play, third and three, it was 30 seconds left. So almost 30 seconds off the clock to run one play. And they had three timeouts.
Oh, God.
They had all their timeouts. So he didn't call a timeout there. They ran the ball up the middle with Jonathan Taylor for no gain. So it's fourth and three now. And they call their first timeout at that point.
Sure.
So they run a fucking quickly constructed and the wrong play in that situation, by the way. You don't run third and three when you're trying to. Anyways, they needed that extra time because the Colts don't move the ball down the field in big chunks. They go in like 7 to 10 yard chunks. And if that's just math. You think in your head, I've got 60 seconds left and I need 40 yards. It's going to take me at a minimum 5 plays to get down there. Right. So I need to break these up into at minimum 12 second increments.
Right.
You can't let 30 seconds go off the clock like that. That's fucking stupid. Well, that's like Mike McCarthy shit.
You got a coach, though, who's never coached beyond high school.
Yeah, so. But he was an offensive lineman. Right. Dude, they're the ones that know more about what's going on the field than anybody else. There's no excuse for this shit.
Dude.
But, I mean, Matt Ryan's been a quarterback for 75 years now. Why didn't he look over and be like, hey, timeout? And if Jeff Saturday's got a problem, it's like.
Call it anyways.
Fuck you, dude.
Yeah.
I did the right thing.
Right.
And then he, you know, incomplete pass on fourth and three. They turn it over on downs, and there's no time left. It's fucking stupid. That was horrible clock management. And they were on a roll, too. They were moving the ball.
We'll see how the experiment works. Steelers aren't a very good team anyway, so.
Their defense is good.
Yeah. But, I mean, fucking 24 points. Who's their quarterback? Kenny Pickett?
Yeah.
God damn it, dude.
He actually had a good game, I think.
Did he? Fucking small hands.
Yeah.
Small hands had a good game.
He didn't throw any interceptions, which is for him. That's a good game.
That's an amazing game for him.
Yeah.
Good for him. Now on to next week's games. Once again, we're brought to you by mybookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros will double your first deposit up to $1,000. Like I said at the top of the show, a lot of these games that we pick here, if we say teasers added to it, that is adding points to it. You can add anywhere from 6 up to 13 in some instances. On mybookie.com, promo code Drinking Bros will double your first deposit. A lot of sites don't let you do that. I've never heard any site giving you 13 points. Like the card show at the top of the show, it allowed me to do it twice, and I did it. I don't know if that was a holiday thing for Thanksgiving, but you give me 13 points, I'm taking it every goddamn time. I can tell you that. Last but not least here, we got drinkingbrostickets.com. So if you want to go to any of these games, like the Thursday night game, if you're in New England, tickets are as low as $67 on there. They're about $10 cheaper than StubHub. So help yourself, kids. Maybe take the fam out to a game. Thursday night's game is a good one, dude. I'm amped about this game tomorrow night. We got the Bills against the Patriots here. This is Bills -3.5 at New England. Who you got in this one?
Patriots money line.
Really?
I think they're going to grind this game to a fucking halt.
Ooh, shit. Damn, dude. That's a big boy call for the first one out of the gates there. Patriots money line. Look, I watched that Vikings game. They finally fucking scored points, which was rare. It's Mac Jones.
Yeah, the Vikings pass rush is not the same as the Bills pass rush.
Right.
But the Bills just lost Von Miller in that game.
They did.
And that's going to be a big fucking hit for them. I mean, that is not good news for them. He shored up a problem that they've had for 4 fucking years now.
Mm-hmm.
Every single season, it's like, oh, the Bills have the best pass rush in football, but they can't stop the run. And this year, they were doing pretty well. Let me check the stats here. I believe they were in the top 5 in fucking run defense this year. Where is it? Defense. God, you fucking bitch. Get out of the way.
Man, I don't know, though, dude. I don't trust the Patriots. They're 6-5, and that seems exactly right for me because it seems like they have a great game and then a shitty game and a great game and a shitty game. I'm going to take the Bills in this one, and because on these Thursday night games, the Sunday night games and the Monday night games, I like to do the teasers with the over-under and watch the entire fucking thing because I got nothing else going on that night. Kids go to bed early, so daddy's up a little late writing. I keep this on in the background. Everybody says not to do this, but if you hate the other team, I always do it. I'm going to cross a 0 on this, and I'm going to go Bills +4.5. Take that over-under down to 35.5 there. Or, I'm sorry, 36.5 there, and go ahead and take that over as well. I think this is a field goal game either way. These teams always play pretty close. It's going to be 43. It's not crazy for either team, so it's not like you're playing in a snow bowl. But just in case the Patriots win by three, that'll cover me by a point and a half.
Belichick is really good at planning against offenses that are focused on one player.
Yeah, and who won the first matchup here between these two?
I don't know. It's a
good question. It was the Bills.
Probably.
I remember seeing the Bildos out, the dildos on the field after this one.
They haven't. This is their first game.
Is it really?
This year, yeah. They played the last game of the season against them as well.
Shit. So they got two games against these guys in 5 weeks. That's no blames.
Yeah, the Bills were seventh in run defense before they lost Von Miller, but that's not going to – they're not going to be able to sustain that.
Yeah. We'll find out. I've been riding the Bills all year, so I'm not going to get off the fucking train in this one at all.
Their middle linebacker, Tremaine Edmonds, who is also a big part of their run stop, is gone now as well. I don't know if
– Fentanyl?
No, he's not dead.
Okay.
I don't know if the Patriots really have – I mean, Stevenson's had a good year for them, but I don't know if they've got – they're not going to exploit it. I don't think they're going to run for 250 yards or anything like that.
Right.
But it does upset the way the Bills played. Like, their ability to keep the clock moving and shit like that and keep their defense off the field, that's not going to work for them. So we'll see how it goes, I guess.
Well, I will say – well, shit, actually, both teams are coming – they both played last Thursday, which is odd. So they have the equal amount of rest. I think it's a field goal game either way. I'm going to take the Bills in this one, exactly like I said there with the teasers, and enjoy the entire game like a little gentleman tomorrow night. And I'm looking forward to this. That'll be a great one. I hate when the Thursday night games suck, dude. I can't stand it. Amazon's done a good job this year. I know it's not all on them, but these games have been fun. And I like Herb Street and Al Michaels together. Oh, that's right. They did have that terrible game. Remember the Pittsburgh? What was the 3-3 game where they were just like, man, this isn't getting worse? The Broncos.
Broncos, yeah. That's one of the worst games of all time.
Yeesh. Yeah, it was. Broncos Colts. And they asked Matt Ryan about it. And they were like, hey, did you know during that? He goes, I knew it was the worst game of all time. Steelers versus Falcons in this one. Yikes. Gross.
I'm kind of surprised, honestly, to see is your guy out for the season too? So Pitts is out for the season.
He's out for the year, yeah. He's on IR right now.
What about Patterson, Cordell Patterson? Is he in?
He's in. He's back.
Falcons probably win. Steelers defense is still good. They're not banged up over there, but Najee Harris is almost definitely out. Wait until Saturday to make this bet. But I think it may flip, but I think the Falcons are going to win this game.
Yeah, I think that's why the spread is low. We'll see how Harris does. Check back in with us on Drinker Bros Sports.
He didn't practice today.
On Facebook, yeah. Check back in on this one, because if he's out, they're fucked.
I mean, he's one of the future pieces of their franchise. They're not going to let him get fucked up
worse. I agree. Let him fucking sit, dude.
They're 4-7.
Who gives a shit? Yeah. Same with the Falcons. Lose this game. Tank this game. You're 5-7. You're not fucking playing for anything. I mean, I guess they're technically one game out of first, but man, what an awful division. Blow up that division. Next up, we got the Packers against the Bears. Man, this is Green Bay -4.5. Fields should be out, right? We're expecting that. Rodgers may or may be out in this game.
I don't know. Rodgers is really competitive, so, and he owns the Bears, as he likes to tell them. So,
yeah.
And this is in fucking Chicago. Soldier Field, so.
Yeah.
He might play. I don't know. I would wait on this one, too.
I would, too, man. See if Rodgers is going to play in this one and then bet it. Otherwise.
He didn't practice today.
Yeah, I would. You know, it's hard to bet an NFL game where both starting quarterbacks are out.
Yeah.
I mean, that's like a fucking preseason game.
Although we know a lot more about Jordan Love than we know about whomever the fucking backup for Chicago is.
I don't even know who it is. Yeah, do you know who it is?
No, I have no idea.
I don't either. Bob, who's the backup for the Chicago Bears?
Rodgers' thumb is
Trevor Siemian.
Maybe. Is it? He was on the Broncos for a while. It might be. Who was it?
Well, he's questionable too. So Tim Boyle would be the from Eastern Kentucky.
It's Siemian.
Tim Boyle.
Is it Boyle time? Siemian also has an oblique injury and did not practice today.
Is there a Boyle water alert, dude, in Chicago?
Oh, Doyle rules.
Yeah, definitely check back in on this one. Holy shit.
But if it's Jordan Love against the Bears second string guy.
I would do that.
I don't know about 4.5. Green Bay still sucks, but they're.
Well, I think this 4.5 is because they think Rodgers might. Said he's going to start. So that could drop.
Yeah, keep an eye on this game.
Keep an eye on this one. Next up, man, I never thought I would say this in a million
years.
This
is a really good game.
I know, dude.
Especially in Detroit.
Jaguars against the Lions in Detroit. Jacksonville minus one. Here's why this is a good game. Yes, the teams are fucking mediocre, but they're on the come up, these guys. Like, you can see the skills with Trevor Lawrence now. Like, it's finally starting to shine through. I actually love both coaches in this. Mm. I think Peterson was a great hire for the Jaguars. I said that fucking since the goddamn offseason. And this dude for the Lions, man, he's got these guys believing. Each game is super gritty, and it comes down to the last possession here. This one-point spread is exactly where it should be. And this is prime for me for a teaser. This is Lions plus eight for me on this one. And that'll go on all my fucking cards.
Yeah, I'm the same.
Yeah.
It's also the highest, the second highest over the week. If it weren't for, if the Chiefs and Bengals weren't playing each other, this would definitely be the highest over
the
week.
For sure, for sure. But yeah, I'm going to take Lions plus eight, and I hope this game is on here. We'll see. Next up, we got the Jets versus the Vikings. Mike White is going back to back here against Kirk Cousins. It's a fucking wild ass spread. So the Vikings are 9-2. Jets are 7-4. Vikings are at home. This is Vikings minus three against Mike White, the third string quarterback for the Jets. I mean, he had a great game last week for sure, but that was against the second and third string of the Bears. You're going to do 3 points for the Vikings this week?
Against the spread, the Vikings are 5-5-1.
Sure are. They will fuck you every time.
They don't. They play to win. They don't play to impress.
They sure don't.
Clearly.
They sure do not.
The Jets are kind of on a roll, too.
Well, a one-game roll.
Well, they're better on the road. They're 4-1 on the road.
Okay.
Which means they're 3-3 at home.
Ish.
Jets plus 10, maybe. Boy. It's probably safe.
I don't trust this game. I don't trust this game at all. I might take that over down to 37.5. That's about it. It's 44.5 right now. Every time I bet on the Vikings, if I don't add a teaser to it, they fuck me every single time. And
yeah, well, they're literally 500 against the spread. So
know,
that's
dude,
how it goes.
I know. You win one, lose one with these fucking guys, man. I might keep this off the card, to be honest with you. Next up, we got the Commanders against the Giants. This is Redskins minus 2.5 in New York. Let's go. What do you think?
Giants plus 9.5.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think Chase Young's not practicing. He's not coming back.
Okay.
They put him on the roster, so he'd be eligible later in the season. He's not coming back.
Okay, gotcha. I like that as well, then. This will be a one-score game. This will be a touchdown game. And Giants at home. They're still 7-4, and they still have shit to play for. So, yeah, I'm definitely going to do that and tease that up to plus 9.5 for the Giants. Next up, another good game right here. Titans against the Eagles, dude. This is Eagles minus 5.5. Titans are so fucking hard to bet against. What are they against the spread, these guys? I feel like they always fuck us, dude.
Let's see. Every single time.
And this is a tough game for Philly because Derrick Henry can slow down the pace of this game and chew up clock and keep that offense off the field.
Maybe. I don't know. Philly in the last 14 days has significantly improved their run defense by adding Ndamukong Suh. And who was the other guy they added? Delco?
Avery?
Jeffries.
Jeffries.
Yeah, Jeffries. Yeah.
Also, the Titans are 8-3 against the spread, the best against the spread.
Yep.
Man.
With the Giants in Cincinnati.
Man, oh, man. And I think then we know what to do here.
They're probably going to cover, yeah.
Yeah, so. I'm going to beef this up to 12.5 and take the Titans then. Shit, I hate betting on the Titans. I fucking hate it. I just, man, it pains my soul. It's a game that I don't like to watch. It's an offense that I don't like to watch. It's a quarterback I don't like to watch. And Tannehill, they didn't have a choice, though, after Willis. He looked like dog shit.
Yeah,
and they're good. Look, they're 7-4. Eagles are 10-1. This is going to be a tough game for the Eagles. It's good for them, though, to get them ready for the playoffs and shit, because you're going to have to go against the 49ers, who have a running game like this, so we'll see. But, yeah, I'll take Titans plus 12.5 in this one for sure.
Yep. Yeah, I'm good with that.
Yep.
also, next. I meant Joseph, not Jeffrey. Linville Joseph.
Okay. Next up, we got the Broncos. We got the birthday boy, who only half the team showed up to his birthday there. They are playing the Baltimore Ravens this week, and it's Ravens minus 9. That is a big boy spread. What do you think there?
I think that the over-under is also...
Holy shit.
Yeah.
That is the lowest I've seen in a long time. That is 38.5.
For a game like this, I mean, well, I guess the Broncos have been pretty bad this year, but that's surprising.
That is a very low spread.
Probably not going to bet this game.
It's a tough one, isn't it? Because how many points do you jack it up, right? You could jack this up to 16 and take the Broncos in this
one. No, that's not safe. I mean, Lamar Jackson could have a 4-touchdown game by himself.
But here's the deal, though, with the Broncos. If they would have scored 18 points in every game, they'd be 9-1 right now. Just 18. So they've kept it close. Every game has been within one score, no matter how shitty it is. So, oh boy, do I ride with the fucking Broncos at 16 plus 16 this week? I might have to. It's a lot of points.
Yeah, I'm going to skip it.
Next up, we got the Browns and the Texans. Oh, this will be on TV for sure here.
Yep.
In Texas, he's coming home. He's coming home. Tell the world he's coming home.
And there's a welcoming party for him as well. Apparently, 10 of the women who filed lawsuits against Deshaun Watson will be present at the game.
They sure will.
With the attorney.
No way. Yeah. Where are they sitting? Do you know?
Oh, I hope it's close.
I hope it's right behind the bench.
Yeah.
It'd be great. Yeah. And they just stand up. Is it all just going to give like little Asian claps like that? That'd be great. This is Browns minus 7. That's a lot of fucking points for
the first game back, yeah.
Because he hasn't played in fucking 3 years now.
I mean, the Texans are very, very bad. They're like a good Big 12 football team right now. but 7, like a full touchdown. I don't know. We'll see how it goes the rest of the week.
I'll take it to 6.5. I'll take it to 6.5 and take the Browns. I think he's going to win in his first game back. And I think the Texans are using their second string quarterback now.
Yeah.
It's not Mills anymore.
Or third. Who the fuck knows over there? But yeah, you could also take this down to a pick'em in a 7-point teaser.
Yeah. 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 I'll add this for sure. Even if you give it to Nick Chubb fucking 50 times, I think you probably win this game against the Texans. You're good. Tickets are as low as $28 if you're looking to go to this game in the area just to see the fucking chaos of it, or it's if you're looking for a good masseuse and you just want to go down there, you know, let's say you want somebody's hands who have been on his dick.
Yeah, it's like Peter's in law, but
yeah,
your Eskimo hand brothers, I guess. I don't know what you would call that.
Yeah, because I guarantee you they'll cut to these ladies at some point during the game.
Then in your funeral and the eulogy, I will show up and say that he got jacked off by the same hands that Deshaun Watson was jacked off by.
And that's a nice thing to say.
It'll be good for your kids and grandkids. And
everything. Sure, yeah, you can tell everybody about this for the rest of your lives. I like that at a pick'em game. I'll take that back. I'll take this at a pick'em game and add this to the cards. That'll be fine. Take this down and take Deshaun Watson first game back. See what happens. When's the last time somebody sat out this long? Michael Vick?
Probably, yeah.
I think so.
Yeah,
Of this caliber. He's another guy who's on a $250 million deal. So we'll find out what happens. He's not spoken to the media, it says, this week. Plans to just show what he does on the field. Looking forward to it. This will be on TV here.
What if he's, just for sake of argument, he scores a rushing touchdown. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, guys like to celebrate. He does some kind of hand crank motion, or he pulls out some Lubriderm and squirts it on his hands like this. I mean, there's got to be something.
If he does the old jack off, dude, right into the camera, it'd be great. There's no way he'd do that. The league would fucking ban him. Mm-hmm. He's got his minus P's and Q's now. Next up, we got Seahawks at the Rams. This is Seattle minus 7 here. I started to watch part of that Rams game last week. Because it was on. I just wanted to see what that backup quarterback looked like. Mm. Turns out he's not very good.
No, they've basically given up at this point. You can take the same with the Seahawks minus 0, basically.
Yeah, you can take this at a pick'em game and be fine. Take this down. Add it to the cards. Love the cards, dude. Love the extra cash. It's like a little tiny lottery ticket every week. It's great. It's great. Next up, great game here. Now we're talking, dude. Now we're getting to some games. Dolphins at the 49ers. This is Niners minus four here. What do you do?
I don't know, man. I mean, this is like the purest modern form of the West Coast offense versus the team that invented that shit.
Mm-hmm.
With the best, probably the best defense in the league at this point.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. I don't really know where to go with this.
And they got their coach. So he came from San Fran, right?
Yeah.
Homeboy. Whew. That's a tough game, dude. I think you jack this up to 11 and take the Dolphins.
Probably. I mean, the 49ers don't really blow people out. That seems, that's probably the only.
They don't score a lot of points. So. Mm-hmm. Just in case Tua ends up going off, maybe take that under down. So the over-under is 46.5 in this. Take that down to 39.5.
That, I don't think they'll get there.
With the Dolphins offense?
I mean, he still has to be able to get rid of the ball. And the Dolphins, I mean, they
Tyreek Hill?
They have Raheem Mostert in the backfield who's he came from the 49ers as well.
He did.
He's not alone. He's not enough to fucking stop what's going to happen to their fucking offensive line.
Tyreek Hill already has 87 receptions for 1,200 yards this year. Him and Waddle, dude, 39.5, I trust. I'm going to do that as well.
I mean, the 49ers may only score 10 points in this game.
They might. They might. That would mean what? 28?
You need night. You would, man, yeah, that's not going to happen.
28, maybe 30. We'll see. I think they drive it up in this game for sure. I think they know who they're playing. Next up, another one, dude. This is a big boy over-under as well. Great game. Chiefs at the Bengals. This is Chiefs minus two here. Is Ja'Marr Chase back for this week? Do we know?
I believe he and Mixon are coming back. Mixon's still technically questionable. He was in the protocol, though, so it wasn't, it wasn't like his lower body injury or something.
Okay.
Chase said that he held himself out of last week because he wanted one more week to recover. So the presumption is he'll play this week.
Okay.
So having both of those guys come back is a big deal.
Uh-huh.
This has become something of a rivalry game for some reason. I don't know why. I mean, they're both Midwest teams, I guess.
I think the Bengals beat them to go to the Super Bowl last year, right?
Yeah, but that was last year. I guess maybe that's part of it. Two young quarterbacks that are fucking better than all the other quarterbacks. That's probably part of it too. But Chiefs minus two. I'll take Bengals plus nine.
Okay.
I think Joe Burrow is the kind of guy, even when the situation is shitty,
he'll keep it close.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like he wants to fucking win.
Yeah, that'll go in a card for me, but I'm also taking the Chiefs minus two in this one. And not fucking with it. I think the Chiefs win by at least a field goal, just based on Pat Mahomes alone. The numbers for Mahomes this year, he's pretty much a runaway MVP at this point. I mean, he's got 29 touchdowns, 3,500 yards passing already, and there's still seven games left. Mm.
Yeah, he's on pace for 5,500 yards, 45 tuts.
It's gnarly, dude.
There was I read some insane fucking stat about the Chiefs' offense. Let me find it real quick here. So they're averaging an NFL high 1.23 expected points added per offensive drive. So 1.23 more points than the average NFL team.
My God. Dude.
The fuck up.
Yeah.
The next closest, half a point.
Delco hates him because this team would fucking destroy the Eagles in the Super Bowl. And I get it.
Yeah, okay.
Pat Mahomes?
Yeah.
He's already won one?
What's your point?
Good luck,
friend. Andy Reid.
So against the Eagles?
Hey, what are we saying Andy Reid for? He has a ring.
He's got a ring, bro.
Because of Mahomes.
Hall of Fame coach. You got the best quarterback in the whole goddamn world.
He's blown more than he's won. So, I don't know. Going against his home team, the team that he came up with, I think he would feel a little extra pressure.
It'd be a great Super Bowl, though, for sure. But I would bet the fucking house on the goddamn
Chiefs. The Kelce brothers going head-to-head?
Bro. Travis Kelce, by the way, if you have him in fantasy, chances are you are winning your fucking league. This guy has 73 receptions, 900 yards, and 12 touchdowns already.
Yeah, but who's the better Kelce?
Travis. Travis.
I don't think so.
Yes.
You're insane.
How am I insane? He's the best tight end in football for the last fucking 7 years.
And Kelce's the best center in the league.
Nobody gives a shit about a center.
Well, it's two pretty Being a high performing offensive tight end is extremely difficult, and being a center is extremely difficult. And there aren't many people at either one of those positions that are standouts from the crowd, and they are both standouts from the crowd. And that's a hard one to fucking. I don't know that it's as clear cut as you're making.
But the gap between tight end, number one tight end, and then the rest of, so fucking far. He's putting up wide receiver numbers.
Yes,
yeah, you'd be lucky if you're first wide receiver at 73 receptions, 912 yards, and 12 touchdowns.
Would
right
you
now?
Rather have like a all pro tight end for 10 years or an all pro center for 10 years?
Tight end. You can win a championship with a tight end.
And you can't just say all pro tight end because the numbers that Kelce puts up, it's not just like, oh, he's the best tight end in the league. He's fucking shattering tight end expectations.
Yeah.
Like that guy is fucking insane. At some point, I know the center's super important. I'm not diminishing the offensive line, but at some point, the actual fact that he's scoring points has to matter.
So you said he's been the best for 7 years, but that's not true.
It might be
it's not even close.
It's not true.
He hasn't led the league in receiving yards as a tight end more than twice in his career. He'll do it this year. This will be his third, but last year was Mark Andrews. And the 3 years
Mark Andrews is really fucking good, though.
The 3 years prior to that, it was George Kittle. And George Kittle's also quite a bit better at blocking than... So
Kittle's really fucking good as well,
though. Kittle's kind of fallen off this year. But up until... If you would have asked me
because
before...
Because of his quarterback, though.
That's part of it, yeah. But if you would ask me before this season started, if I had to pick between Kittle and Kelce, it would be Kittle every time. He's a better player. He's technically better. They just use him differently in Kansas City. Like, if Kittle was in Kansas City's team with his skill set, he would have the same outcome.
I mean, career-wise, he's got 777 receptions. And that is just fucking gnarly, dude.
What am I supposed to, like, throw back at you with Jason Kelce?
69 touchdowns.
Like, he pulls. Like, I don't know.
I don't know, but like Ryan Jensen. Like, I would take Ryan Jensen. You know what I'm saying? 69 touchdowns as a tight end. He's on pace for 100,000 yards, probably 1,000 receptions. That just doesn't come around very often, man. Tony Gonzalez, obviously. Fuck.
Antonio Gates. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of tight ends.
There's honest with you.
There's usually only like three or four in the league that are really good at any given time.
Ever, yeah. I mean, the drop-off.
We've typically always had a pretty good tight end.
Who's your tight end now?
Dallas Goedert.
What's he fucking?
He's not like...
I mean,
he's pretty
close.
Important, yeah. He's been hurt, and you can see the difference in the offense since he's been hurt.
Yeah, they scored 40 last week. Mm-hmm. We're saying they would score 60. Okay. Well, it's a bold move, Cotton. But Travis Kelce's fucking first ballot Hall of Famer. It's tough.
Well, I mean, Jason will definitely be a first ballot Hall of Famer as well.
Centers usually don't get in for a while.
No, I promise you, he will be a first ballot Hall of Famer, just like our buddy from the Jets.
He didn't get in on the first try.
Yeah, he did.
Mm-mm. Mangold didn't get in.
Or was it, who was the other guy that got in on the first try?
Center-wise? I don't know. I know the only center I can actually fucking name is Doug Smith from the Rams back in the day. Centers don't get a lot of love, dude, in the league at all.
Jeff Saturday?
No, definitely not.
I mean, he's famous, right?
Yeah.
But I don't know if he got in. Is he in? Is he in the Hall of Fame?
Beautiful eyes. That doesn't really...
I don't think he's eligible yet.
Yeah, he is.
Is he?
He's been out for more than 5 years, for sure.
Maybe.
For sure. It's a weird position, man. Those guys don't get a lot of love, dude. There's not a lot of kickers in there either.
Let's see.
I mean, Justin Tucker will probably be a first ballot. That's the only one. And maybe Vinatieri. Those are the only two that I can think of that we were like, yeah.
Vinatieri's for sure making a
first. For sure. Justin Tucker, dude, even last week when he tried that 67-yarder, I was like, oh, that's going in.
There's
like,
only six modern Hall of Famers in the that are centers.
Yeah. They don't get love, dude. I'm telling you.
Who are they?
Jim Otto, Jim Langer, yep. Mike Webster, Dwight Stevenson, Dermonte Dawson, and Mike Tinglehoff.
Oh, Tinglehoff, dude.
Mick Tinglehoff.
Oh, Mick Tinglehoff, dude. Yeah, big fan of him.
It sounds like some sort of Irish ghost that jacked
sure
you off.
Sure is, dude.
That sounds like a drunk Irish dude trying to make up a fake name for the cops.
Yeah, Mick Tinglehoff.
It's Mick Tinglehoff.
It sounds like a Bart Simpson phone call.
It sure does. To the bar? Taking the Chiefs in that game, and congratulations. You have Travis Kelce probably winning your fantasy league. Next up, Chargers. versus the Raiders. Man, this was going to be a fun rivalry for a while, and then it wasn't. The Raiders have been dog shit this year, but it's only Chargers minus 1.5. What do you got here?
Chargers minus 1.5. It won't be. I think the Chargers still are in striking distance of the playoffs.
Chargers are. Yeah, they're 6-5. Like a win here, that puts them in there.
Yeah, they're just outside. The only teams in front of them right now are the Patriots and Jets.
Yep.
So we'll see.
Yeah. But yeah, I got the Chargers in this one minus 1.5 as well. Tickets for this game are expensive out there. $176 for the last round. Shit.
Well, no
fucking Raiders fans, man. What the fuck, bro?
There's not a lot going on in Vegas right now. I guess NFR is next weekend.
Okay.
So the rodeo bullshit, but maybe that's it. I don't know.
All right. Next up, we got Colts versus Cowboys. This is the Sunday night game. God damn it, the spread is huge. This is 11 points for Dallas here?
Well, the Colts are not good.
They're not good. They're not good at all. And this is going to be a rough game for these guys.
Mm-hmm.
I take this down to 4 and take Dallas all day long just because. Dallas is one of those teams, though, that could just not care. Tickets are only $24 if you're in the Dallas area and want to go to this fucker. You can go to it, but I'll take this, and then I'll take that over down. I think the Cowboys might score fucking 45 on their own in this game. This is gonna be a shit housing.
It's pretty possible. I mean, the only hope that that the Colts have is that they can control the clock a little bit and keep the score down. But there's no way they're gonna fucking win.
No, and if there's an option, and there usually is, but my bookie's great about fucking prop bets on their sites. If there is a prop bet for a pick six in this game, take it. I have a feeling the Cowboys will have a pick six and take this to the house.
Probably. And Matt Ryan throws a pick in almost every game, so you're not talking out of school there.
No.
And the Cowboys defense, their run defense, is in the bottom third of the league.
The run defense.
So that's something. Like Jonathan Taylor can fucking run the ball.
I think Diggs will pick one off and run it to the house. I'm going to take a pick six in this on a prop bet too. But yeah. And then the Cowboys will be 9-3 after this game.
Probably.
Fucking A, bro.
Just in time.
They owe Cooper Rush a statue.
Just in time to, like, get everybody's hopes up for the impending disaster that's coming. And you know there is.
So many Cowboys fans are talking shit about this Eagles matchup. I think it's on Christmas Eve, Delco.
Yeah, it is.
Is it?
It's the midday game. It's the 325 game.
On Christmas Eve? Yeah. Holy shit, dude. That's funny.
I want the Cowboys to succeed, except against us, really. But I want them to get to the NFC Championship game
and then just
face the ultimate heartbreak. Yeah.
This would be in Philly, too.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind that at all.
They only have 2 division games left this season, the Eagles and the Redskins, the last game of the year. So the East isn't going to beat up on each other too much.
No.
There is still a non-zero chance that all 4 teams made the playoffs.
Have the Eagles locked up number 1 seed though?
No, not even close.
Who's behind them?
The Vikings.
Oh, Vikings are 9-2, Vikings, right? Dude.
But I mean, beat the Vikings, right?
We did. So we have the.
So you have a 2-game lead. You should be fine. You should be fine. We'll see. Last game is the Monday night game. This is Saints at the Buccaneers. This is Buccaneers minus 3.5. I totally understand the spread. If you would have asked me what this was coming in, I would have said 3.5 for sure. So it's a weird one because Brady, for whatever reason, never plays well against the Saints. Mm-hmm. I don't know why. The Saints suck. I mean, they're an awful fucking football team.
Yeah.
And they're still letting Andy Dalton play for some reason. I don't really get that. Brady's 2-1 since the divorce. Now, it was in the cold last week. I'm going to take Brady, though, in this one against the Saints down there.
Yeah, Alvin Kamara is questionable for this game. He only got 14 touches last game, mm-hmm. and 2 of them resulted in fumbles. I think he might be... I think the Saints might be phoning it in at this point.
Not only are they phoning it in, the superstars are. Kamara, this is the second year he's done this bullshit. Mike Thomas didn't play again this year. It's almost like these two fuckers just looked at the team and they were like, nah, we're good, dude. They Rosa parked it, you know? They were like, we're good. We're not fucking moving here. We're going to stay on the bench.
So Michael Thomas played, hang on a sec. I just want to...
Two games, I think.
Last year, you mean?
This year, I think.
Did he even play this year?
No, he sat out last year.
He was hurt. Let's see. So this year, he played in 3 games this year, played in 0 last year, mm-hmm. and between the 2 years, he made Fucking Christ.
Oh, yeah.
He made almost $30 million.
Sure did, friend.
To play three games. I mean, that's not a bad rate.
Sure did, friend. Once Breeze and the coach dipped, he was like, fuck these guys. I'm all done here. I don't give a fuck about this organization. I thought he was going to get traded at the trade deadline, but they didn't. But, yeah, I'm going to take Brady in this one. And I watch this game. You know, even though the Saints suck, I watch it just because I'll have money on it.
Mm-hmm.
So I can drop that over-under down. It's 40.5 in this one. Ooh, shit.
Bucks don't score much either.
No, they don't score much either. I might not touch that. I'll go with Brady. I'll ride with him on this one. Decent week of games, though. This will be fun. This will be a good slate. There's only been like two shitty weeks this year that I was like, man, scrap this. But I'll have a lot of bets this week for sure. And then a lot of bets also for championship weekend in college football. Head on over to mybookie.com. Use the promo code Drinking Bros to double your first deposits up to $1,000. What's up?
Some breaking news on that Jalen Kitna situation.
Oh, God.
So he was arrested Wednesday on two counts of distribution of child exploitation material and three counts of possession of child pornography. Obviously, everybody's saying what they're saying. The Florida Athletic Association, serious charges, blah, blah, blah. According to the police officers that interviewed him, he said that he thought the images he shared were legal because he found them online. And, yeah. And then they searched his other electronic devices and found three more images of child sexual abuse material.
From children.
I mean, when they say child, they mean under 18. So who knows, right?
Yeah. Yeah. It says, according to the news release, they received a tip from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children that the user had distributed an image of child sexual abuse material on Discord. I don't use Discord.
It's a chat room.
Yeah, it's a chat room with voice. So he was... this is... We're going to have to gather more info here. I mean, was he in a room full of fucking pedos sharing stuff? Because it kind of seems like it.
No, allegedly, no. One of the stories I read, he shared the photos on the Discord.
Mm.
And then the people he shared them with were immediately like, whoa, what the fuck, man? And reported him.
Mm. Ah, gotcha.
So he said, in one of the articles, he said, essentially, he was like, oh, yeah, I didn't think it was bad because, you know, it was online. But then the way everyone reacted when I shared it made me think that it was bad.
Oh, my God. Wow, dude. What the fuck?
Well, that's probably not going to end well.
No. And then now John Kitten is going to be tied to this for the rest of his life because the kid fucking did it.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
Jesus Christ. It's good we end on a downer like
abortion.
This. Abortion. You know? Yeah. It's nice. It's always nice to end on a fucking downer. You know? And I like that. I like that. Okay.
That's a completely ridiculous explanation. I thought it was okay because I found it online. What does that mean?
What else are you going to say, I guess? Like, what the fuck, you know?
It's literally, I didn't know I couldn't do that.
Yeah.
There's two options.
Well, I mean, it's like...
I love child pornography or... you know, I don't.
But the other part of that is like it had to be obviously a child for people to react that way.
You would think so.
We're not talking about like a 15-year-old girl that looks older or a 15-year-old boy maybe in this. And I don't know what's going on here, but that looks older. This has got to be like clearly a child,
right? Could be mid or post pubescent, but literally young enough that people were immediately like, "What the fuck?"
Mm.
Let alone if it was, you know, fucking 8-year-old or some bullshit. Well,
if he's guilty, hopefully they fucking murder him.
Yeah. Yeah. Jesus Christ. Great way to end, though. Great way to end. Tune in this weekend for the games. Don't share any photos, all right? In Discord or wherever the fuck else you're sharing photos at.
Yeah, breaking news. Not everything you see online is legal.
Yeah, boy. Fucking hey, dude. For D'Anthony Holloway, I'm Ross Patterson. This is the NFL Pick'em Show. Good night, everyone.